And time now for Emily Yaffe, the human guinea pig for our partners at the online magazine Slate. She tries out odd and potentially awkward projects. She's been a phone psychic. She entered a matzo ball eating contest. She was actually crowned Mrs. Washington, D.C. when no one else entered. Today, Emily Yaffe tries something maybe even more embarrassing, singing lessons.
I've always thought of my husband as being the most supportive of spouses, but this marital assumption was shattered when I started taking singing lessons in preparation for my debut. As I practiced my trills and glissandos around the house, he took to making comments such as these: "Are you deaf, woman?" And, "For the love of God, stop singing." American Idol has shown that a large percentage of the population thinks they have singing voices worth inflicting on millions. I have never suffered from that delusion. At birthday parties, I only mouth the words to happy birthday. My husband describes my voice as being like a police scanner searching for a frequency. Strangely, despite this knowledge, one enduring feature of my otherwise stunted fantasy life is to imagine myself as a nightclub singer. With this background, I brought myself to the studio of Washington, D.C. singing teacher, Deborah Benner. I wanted her to take me from complete non-singer to someone who could respectably perform in front of an audience. Deborah was the perfect teacher, very encouraging. After working on scales with me for a while, Deborah issued her verdict.
You have this gorgeous, rich, sexy torch singer kind of sound. Listen to that. She's got a gorgeous voice.
And despite popular opinion, Deborah said I was not tone deaf. I came home lightheaded but excited. For my husband and daughter, I demonstrated what I'd learned. They winced, looked at each other, and burst out laughing. To paraphrase Samuel Beckett, I didn't want to go on, but I went on. Since the classes were about leading me to some kind of performance, I had to both settle on a song and figure out what my venue would be. Deborah came up with the perfect, if appalling, solution. She would have me join her teenage singing students at their recital at a local performing arts center. For my song, we chose More Than You Know, which has a blessedly limited range. I began singing obsessively, including while driving my daughter around. She gave me valuable feedback. "Mom," she said, "some notes are good, but your problem is when the notes go up or down." Yes, I thought, I should switch to one of those one-note concertos by Philip Glass. Yes, something like that would have been good. As the recital approached, I started worrying it would be a humiliation. Although not for me. My human guinea pig column has gotten me used to that. I didn't want to embarrass Deborah. She was a great teacher, and I didn't want the assembled parents to think otherwise. At last, the night arrived, my simultaneous debut and farewell tour.
Here's a spot right here for some more.
Aside from me, the other performers were two teenage boys and 25 teenage girls who sang like angels. When Deborah introduced me, I thought I would feel faint, but I had come to the conclusion that it was only 2 minutes out of everyone's life, no matter how bad it was, and I calmly took my place in front of the piano.
Next up, we have Emily Yaffe, who is making her Washington debut.
The crowd of about 120 looked back expectantly. And how was it? Who cares? I did it. It's over. As I sang, the audience seemed to wear a collective expression of half amusement, half torment.
More than you'll ever know.
I finished, and Deborah jumped up and embraced me. When I got back to my seat, my daughter took my hand. "Good job, Mom," she whispered. "Was I off key?" I whispered back. "Yes, Mom," she said. But it was still okay.
Emily Yaffe is the human guinea pig for our partners at the online magazine Slate. No. More to come on Day to Day from NPR News.